In a world where words weave stories, stories which connect souls, connect lives, a literary architect who turned ink into impact. On the next guest from the 973 show with me is Rogini Sundaram, a mentor, a writer, and a quiet force behind, I would say, Bahrain's storytelling revolution. Rogini, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am honored to be here, Raji. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed.
And fitting me in like this anyway.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know it has been a very short trip for you, and accommodating some time for us is indeed an honor. And we would love to hear from you, your thoughts on this short trip. We begin with the Bahrain Writers Circle. You've been one of the founding members of the Writers Circle, right? And if I'm not mistaken, you've been in Bahrain for almost 3 decades.
Pretty much,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you look at the scenario, the literary scenario, from the time when Writers Circle came into being and you being a writer all your life? How do you look at the scenario in Bahrain?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Raji, when I was here first, I was a copywriter at Fortune Promo 7. And, well, it was a lively place to be, but I did not know very much beyond that. I was not involved with any newspaper or anything other than my work. And I had children. So, but I came back in 2003 and rejoined, FP7. And then after that, in 2011, there was this call to start a group, and it was started by a person called Robin Barrett. And I went there and I met a wide variety of, writers and aspiring writers, including Anita Menon, who's a blogger.
Yes, yes.
And at that time, blogging was so new. And then there was a person who was a chef, and he'd written a cookbook. And there was I, who had a small little novelette that had just been released by a U.S. online publisher. So I was excited to join. And I have to say, since then, I think the writing community and the writing group has grown. The BWC, the Bahrain Writers Circle, has established a name for itself. While we were sort of in the early years, where in 2011, late 2011-12, David Hollywood arrived, and he launched the poetry group and the iconic Colors of Life, which has now become is definitely a fixed feature.
Yeah, we part of Bahrain's calendar, I would say. Literary calendar.
Bahrain's calendar, absolutely. And then I myself later on introduced the concept of confluence, where I had writers and artists come together to create a work that was either worked off the visual or worked off the words. It was usually so seamless that you don't know which inspired which. So I liked that. And then that too has become, one part of the annual calendar for certainly for BWC, and I believe also for Bahrain. So then, as you say, how did the scene develop? I find that there's been a lot of encouragement from the media, from the GDN, from, you know, people like that, from the magazines that were around. Time Out used to feature us as well. I don't know if they're still around or not. But yes, it was wonderful, the kind of support we got and the turnout for these, for both the Confluence exhibition and the Colors of Life performances. We had very good turnout. So definitely, I think it is here to stay, and there's a recognition. There are Arab writers and there are Arab writers groups. And from time to time, we've interacted with them. You know, some of our members have been invited there's a poet called Hamid Al-Qaed, and he has had like a multicultural, events. And so it's reaching out. For a literary scene to develop, it does take a long time, and it is developing. I can see it growing. And I'm very, very, very pleased about it.
I think, I'm sure you would agree with me. And that development speaks about the country's development too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And its openness to accept that there are so many different interpretations to art.
Yes. And when you mentioned about Hamid, his poetry gatherings are so beautiful. And I think he's one of those pioneers who even thought of bringing in different sets of poets together.
Yes, yes.
So yes, very well put. And you know, after living here for almost 30 years and as starting as a young writer and growing old in the country, I'm sure your writing career, the country has definitely left an impact on your writing career, isn't it? How do you look at that journey, Roni?
Well, huge, because I see that there's so much ignorance about the Gulf countries, and of course there's other than Formula One, Bahrain is not really well known. So when I mention Bahrain, people are surprised. And I've written a novella called Five Lives, One Day in Bahrain, which I read out in Canada at a library setting. And people were so interested that people contacted me and wanted to buy the book because they'd never heard of Bahrain before. And then my very first story, the novelette, was called Desert Flower. It is set in 1930s in Bahrain. So, yes, Bahrain has had a very, very strong impact on my vocabulary and my exposure and my interest in things from the region.
So, yeah. What brings you back to Bahrain?
Oh, I have been here for so long. It is home. And I just wanted to come back. At least I'm hoping to be able to make this an annual trip.
Okay.
And I wanted to come back to thank Bahrain for all that it has done for me.
All right. I can see you're already emotional, but then, you know, it's back natural. 30 years or 28, right?
28.
28 years and home. Bahrain is home to anyone who's even here for a week. They say, like, it's such a beautifully warmth, the beautiful warmth that the country with which embraces others. So how, I'm sure it's emotional, but being a very creative person, being a literary person, if I ask you to capture those emotions in some words.
It's like an old shoe.
Oh.
You come here and everything fits. You know where to go. You know how to turn. You know what to say. It's an embrace, a warm hug. Just entering the airport, even though it's a new airport.
I know.
I love the old airport, but the new one is quite impressive. But you step out and you're in Bahrain and Bahrain embraces you.
That's right. And it's, when were you here last time? What is the gap like?
I was here in 2023. It's not such a long gap, but it feels like forever. I mean, I love the place I've moved to. Don't get me wrong. I do like where I have settled. But I've only been there for 2 years. It's going to take a long time for me to ever feel like
it's like Bahrain, yeah.
Any other place. I think the closest for me would be Halifax, where I spent 10 years before coming back to Bahrain. Yeah.
Tell me something. Where are you settled now?
In a place called Port Coquitlam, which is in BC on the west coast of Canada. Yeah.
What took you there?
My life changed and I thought it's best at this stage in my life to be close to one child or the other. And my daughter's already there and she's established herself there. She's a chef and a nutritionist. So I moved there to be close to her and then close enough that I decided that she and her husband and her dog were going to stay with me. And they do, which is works out very well for both of us, I think.
Do you want to tell us something about your family?
Well, I have two children. One is in Vancouver, with me in BC, and the other one's in London, England. So he's in finance, and they're both very reserved. So I will not mention their names.
No worries. And I think you are from India, right?
Originally, yes.
Which part of India are you?
I am. I am from the north. My father was from the Punjab, my mother's from the UP.
But Sundaran is a very south name, isn't it?
I married a South Indian.
Ah, okay. All right.
He is from Tamil Nadu. Okay, so yes. Yeah, we met in the best of places in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Yeah.
What a combination. Yeah. So do you, you speak Hindi, I'm sure. I do. Do you speak Tamil?
Not at all. Or should I say Ille?
Right, Rohini. Yeah, I know that's such a sweet, short conversation. But before I close, I would want to hear from you. Looking forward, both for the Writers' Circle, Bahrain Writers' Circle, as well as the literary scene in Bahrain, because you must be keeping track. Bahrain is giving a lot of push for all aspects of literary creative engagements.
Yes.
Be it from the tourism's point of view or the culture point of view or the information's point of view, isn't it? The country is really taking it very seriously moving forward. So what is your vision for Writers' Circle in this scenario, and where do you see Bahrain in your vision?
Okay, let's talk about the Bahrain, right, BWC. For one thing, they have already started to move beyond the borders of Bahrain because there's wonderful technology. So now, at one time when a person left Bahrain, they left the BWC. But now, with Zoom and things, our meetings are hybrid. And and even say Colors of Life, which is coming up on the 11th of April.
Unfortunately, this interview would be, telecast only after the Colors of Life.
Okay. Anyway, so that too is going to be like a hybrid, and then we're going to be sending, people who don't live here will be sending in, video clips of their poetry. And so I see Bahrain, the BWC, and because the BWC has such a nurturing environment, I see us not only bringing in members who were with us and coming back into the fold. We've already had a few people who we pulled in. Its potential could be that we even start to recruit from abroad, and we get writers in any case to come and to talk to us on Zoom. We've had Alex Shaw from the UK, and we've had people from different parts of the world have come and spoken to us. And I'm hoping to get somebody to speak to us about AI and things like that. So, again, you know, intellectual property as related to. So I'm hoping, these are all hopes at the moment. So I do see that as expansion, that's beyond Bahrain. And for the Bahrain scene itself, I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, the sky's limit, really. Yes. So, yeah.
So, thank you, Rohini, for joining us.
Absolutely.
Any last comments to our viewers, listeners?
Viewers, listeners, read, write, join the Bahrain Writers. I can't help but give a plug for the BWC. I was part of its initial launch, and it has encouraged my own writing. I've been published. I've pitched work to international anthologies and been selected. And so it really is a wonderful feeling. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rohini. Thank you so much. All the best for your future, and keep coming back. As you said, make this an annual trip.
Inshallah.
Right. Knowing Rohini, then I'm sure she's going to pen something beautiful after this trip, or maybe even after this session, because the old shoe is something new. Right, Rohini?
Yes.
So looking forward to reading that. That was Rohini Sundaram with us on The Next Years from the 973 Show. And this is Rajiv Unnikrishnan signing off. Mm-hmm.